Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Proverbs because I don't know about you, but I need some wisdom in 2022. I need to know what God wants me to do. And there's so many things that are practical about the book of Proverbs. There's finances in here. There's things about work. There's things about your relationships, how to just live in this crazy, broken world. And, you know, sometimes we think, oh, that was such a long time ago when Proverbs was written. It's not practical for today. But guess what? Human nature has not changed since the fall. We still have a broken world. And although the church has been inaugurated by Jesus and we're bringing this kingdom to earth, and it's so beautiful to see the kingdom of God being worked out through us, there's still work to be done. It's still a broken world and we still need wisdom. And so today I'm going to be reading to you from Proverbs 7. Verses 13 through 27 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. And we're talking about the adulteress right now. So she caught him, the adulteress, and kissed him. With an impudent face, she said to him, "Sacrifices of peace offerings are with me. Today I have paid my vows. Therefore, I came out to meet you to diligently seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with carpets of tapestry, with striped cloths of the yarn of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's take our fill of loving until the morning. Let's solace ourselves with loving. For my husband isn't at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. He will come home at the full moon." With persuasive words, she led him astray. With the flattering of her lips, she seduced him. He followed her immediately, as an ox goes to the slaughter, as a fool stepping into a noose, until an arrow strikes through his liver, as a bird hurries to the snare and doesn't know that it will cost his life. Now, therefore, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Don't let your heart turn to her ways. Don't go astray in her paths, for she has thrown down many wounded. Yes, all her slain are a mighty army. Her house is the way to Sheol, going down to the rooms of death. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is not only very brazen, but it's also metaphorical. Perhaps we're not being seduced by an adulterer or an adulteress today. Maybe that's not our lot, but we are constantly being seduced by sin. And sin always has a great appeal. It sounds flattering. It sounds good in our ears. It seems to be like, oh, this is awesome, super pleasurable. I'm going to do this thing, whatever it is that we're being tempted by, whether it is to eat too much or to hurt somebody else because it makes us feel better about ourselves. Lord, there's so many different ways that we can choose to sin today, but it's deceptive. And the pathway to sin ends in Sheol. It ends in death. It's no good pathway. And that's the lie of the enemy. He wants to steal, to kill, and destroy us. But he knows that if he comes to us with brazen evil, we will we'll run the other way, which is what we should do. But instead, he entices. He makes something look appealing. I'm reminded of the Garden of Eden, where he slyly helps Eve say yes to the forbidden fruit because she wants that knowledge of good and evil. There's something she feels like she's missing. And so she doubts the goodness of God and thinks that God's withholding something from her. And she takes a bite. And Lord, that's where a lot of our sin comes from. We think that you're not good. We think that you're withholding something from us, or there's something that will be pleasurable out there in the world, or that will make us feel better about ourselves, or maybe be more prideful or feel better because we are denigrating someone. Lord, that appeals to us. It appeals to our ego, and that's what the enemy loves to do. He sugarcoats all of his temptations. And so, Lord, help us to have better discernment, to look beneath those temptations and all the flattery and the lying tongue and the beauty and the seeming joy that it will bring, and to just expose it for the rotten bones that it is, for the brokenness and the stench that it is. Lord, open our eyes to that, show us the reality of the temptation. We only see the veneer, the shiny veneer of how it looks, but you can open our eyes so we can see the dead man's bones rotting beneath the veneer. So help us to have that spiritual discernment today when we're being tempted. We don't want to go down to the rooms of death. We don't want to go astray in our paths this year. We want 2022 to be an amazing year of life and freedom and joy, but we can't have that if we're being enslaved by sin. And so, Lord, we just thank you ahead of time for delivering us. We thank you for giving us a way of escape, and we thank you that you will be with us and giving us your Holy Spirit to say no to the temptation we face today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Curtain Call, a memoir. It's by my friend Lynita Smith. And this is a book that I actually endorsed, and I don't do a lot of endorsements, and so that says a lot about how I felt about this book. You can go to curtaincallmemoir.com to find out more, and you can get a free chapter. If you're like me, I like to kind of test drive a book before I make that purchase, and I'm trying to be more cautious and more discerning about my purchases this year. And so this will give you a chance to be discerning about that. But Lynita says that she thought she was having a breakdown. In fact, I got an email today from someone who was in the similar situation where they had kind of stuffed everything down for so long, and then they finally just exploded and they're having a breakdown. They're having to be gentle with themselves because they have been hurting for so long. But she said, turns out it turned into a breakthrough. She wanted out of her story. She didn't want to be on this earth anymore. She was bombarded by uninvited memories of childhood trauma. Raise your hand if you can relate. And she says this, I question why God would allow so many horrible things to happen to me when he interrupted my pleas for help with a simple question. And his question was this, will you trust me with your story? She says, I agreed to step out of my stage perfect Christian life and into the journey toward healing and finally seeing him as a good, loving God. So if 2022 is your year of you wanting to heal from some of that trauma, this is a really gentle way to step into that. So again, it's Curtain Call, a memoir by Lynita Smith. Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. If you want to be a sponsor of Pray Every Day Show, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com. We have some slots opening up in spring, and I would love to highlight your book or whatever it is, your ministry, your podcast. It'll be a joy for me. Thanks so much and have a great day.